Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street, The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing, by Burton G. Malkiel. Is a seminal work in the field of personal finance and investing. This 12th edition continues to build upon the legacy of the original publication, providing readers with updated insights and guidance on how to successfully navigate the complexities of the financial markets. Malkiel, an economics professor emeritus at Princeton University, presents readers with a clear, in-depth understanding of investment strategies, market theories, and the practical steps can be taken to develop an effective investment portfolio. The book is lauded for its accessibility, making complex financial concepts understandable for readers at any level of investment experience. It explores various investment vehicles, from stocks and bonds to ETFs and real estate, encouraging a diversified approach to minimize risk and maximize potential returns. The essence of the book revolves around the random walk theory of stock prices, emphasizing the unpredictability of the market and advocating for a passive management strategy for individual investors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the random walk theory. The random walk theory is a central theme throughout Burton G. Malkiel's book. This concept suggests that stock prices evolve according to a random walk and thus cannot be predicted accurately in the short term. Malkiel argues that price movements are largely driven by new information entering the market, making it impossible for the average investor to gain an advantage through prediction. The embracing of this model forms the bedrock for the book's discussion on passive investment strategies. He criticizes the active management styles that claim to predict such randomness. Instead, Malkiel posits that investors would do better over time by diversifying their investments and holding them for the long term in a broad-based, low-cost portfolio, such as an index fund. This passive strategy, he argues, outweighs the benefits purported by active managers, who often charge high fees for services that may not deliver better results. By understanding and accepting the random walk theory, investors can avoid the trap of attempting to time the market or chase after the next hot stock, a common pitfall that often leads to suboptimal financial outcomes. Secondly, the four essential strategies. Portfolio diversification. Malkiel emphasizes the importance of portfolio diversification as a core strategy for successful investing. Diversification helps minimize risk by spreading investments across various asset classes, industries, and geographic regions. The idea is to combine a range of non-correlated assets, which reduces overall portfolio volatility. When one asset class performs poorly, another might perform well, balancing out the performance. The book details how diversifying into a mix of stocks, bonds, real estate, and other asset forms can protect an investor from significant losses during market downturns. Malkiel suggests that a well-diversified portfolio should not only include domestic stocks, but also international stocks, bonds of varying maturities, and possibly alternative investments such as REITs, real estate investment trusts, or commodities. He introduces readers to the efficient market hypothesis, which underscores the difficulty of beating the market averages and further supports the rationale for diversification as passive strategy. Ultimately, this strategy aligns with the book's larger theme of embracing a risk-managed approach that doesn't rely on trying to predict short-term market movements, but on building robust, resilient portfolios that stand the test of time. Thirdly, the role of behavioral finance in investing. In A Random Walk Down Wall Street, Malkiel addresses the human element of investing by exploring behavioral finance, a field that examines how psychological factors influence financial decisions. He explains how cognitive biases and emotional reactions often lead investors to make irrational decisions, such as panic selling during downturns or irrational exuberance during market hype. Malkiel points out common pitfalls like overconfidence, where investors believe they can consistently select winning stocks, and herd behavior, where investors follow the crowd without independent analysis. These psychological traps can compromise investment performance and lead to significant financial losses. By acknowledging these biases, investors can develop strategies to mitigate their impacts. Malkiel advocates for a disciplined, systematic approach to investing that minimizes emotional interference and sticks to a long-term strategy. This includes setting clear investment goals, maintaining a diversified portfolio, and following structured allocation plans. Understanding behavioral finance helps investors recognize their own biases and avoid making decisions based on emotional responses, thus enabling more rational and profitable investment actions over time. Fourthly, impact of inflation and taxes. Malkiel dedicates a significant portion of the book to discussing the impact of inflation and taxes on investment returns. He explains that these factors must be factored into any serious investment strategy as they can significantly erode returns over time. Inflation reduces the purchasing power of money, meaning that what you earn today will buy less in the future. Malkiel explains how real returns, returns adjusted for inflation, are a crucial metric for investors to focus on, rather than simply looking at nominal returns. Taxes, on the other hand, can further reduce net returns, especially if investments are held in taxable accounts, where gains, dividends, and interest income are subject to various tax rates. Malkiel outlines strategies for tax-efficient investing, such as holding high-turnover stocks or bonds in tax-advantaged accounts like IRAs or 401ks, while keeping low-turnover investments in taxable accounts. By understanding and planning for the effects of inflation and taxes, investors can more accurately project their future purchasing power and necessitate adjustments in their financial strategies. This foresight is indispensable for securing long-term financial stability and achieving investment objectives. Lastly, evaluating different investment vehicles. A cornerstone of Malkiel's approach in the book is evaluating different investment vehicles available to investors. He thoroughly guides readers through various options, comparing and contrasting their respective advantages and disadvantages. The book covers equities, bonds, mutual funds, index funds, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and more. Malkiel is particularly fond of index funds for most investors, arguing that they offer a low-cost way to invest in a diversified portfolio that outperforms most actively managed funds. He presents evidence to support how index funds, with their lower fees and market-matching performance, become an excellent choice for those looking to invest passively. The book also navigates the intricacies of choosing the right vehicles based on individual risk tolerance, investment goals, and time horizons. Malkiel advocates for educating oneself on these investment vehicles, encouraging a thorough understanding of each option before investing any capital. This education, he emphasizes, empowers investors to make informed decisions, avoid common pitfalls, and focus on building wealth over the long term. In conclusion, A Random Walk Down Wall Street is an essential read for anyone looking to improve their investment strategy, from novice investors to seasoned professionals. Burton G. Malkiel's insights offer profound benefits for those interested in understanding how financial markets function and how to mitigate associated risks through informed decision-making. The book is particularly valuable for individuals who prefer a passive investment strategy, one that is rooted in diversification and long-term market participation. By embracing Malkiel's advice, readers are encouraged to refrain from attempting to time the market, an endeavor that usually leads to more losses than gains, and instead focus on consistent, methodical portfolio management. Understanding the foundational principles of the random walk theory can help logical individuals resist impulsive reactions to market volatility, thus fostering a more disciplined approach to investing. Moreover, the book's deep dive into the psychological aspects of trading can aid investors in recognizing and managing their biases, leading to more objective decision-making processes. Overall, the book is a treasure trove of wisdom for anyone striving to secure their financial future, emphasizing strategies that are not only time-tested, but also corroborated by extensive research and historical precedent. It equips readers with the tools to adopt a pragmatic outlook on investing, potentially transforming their financial health by adopting strategies that have been proven effective across various market conditions. If you would like to support Burton G. Malkiel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.